reading for today is taken from Exodus, chapter 16, verses 1 to 10, Manna and the Quail. The whole Israelite community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after they had come out of Egypt. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted. But you have brought us out into this desert to starve this entire assembly to death. The Lord said to Moses, I will rain down bread from the heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. So Moses and Aaron said to the Israelites, in the evening, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, and in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning. But he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses told Aaron, say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the clouds.
Louisa, thank you. That was beautifully read. So today we've got lots of things going on, as we've said, one of which is harvest. And Beryl's kindly provided us a fresh produce and baked loaf for our harvest service. It's beautiful. Thank you, Beryl. So today I'm going to do a talk of two parts. Sorry. Hopefully neither of them is going to be too long. But the first part, I'm going to introduce our new sermon series that we're doing over the next few weeks. And then the second part, we'll look at the reading. And in between, we're going to have a bit of a game, hopefully, if it all goes according to plan. So, the new sermon series that we're about to start is the names of God. And we're looking across the whole of the Old Testament. Now, it's a bit difficult because in our Bible, all of the translations are either God or Lord. But in the original, there were lots of different names that people applied that gave different aspects of the character of God. Now, we've just had a baptism today, two baptisms. And as part of that service, we gave their names to those children. Obviously, they've been called those names for a lot longer than we've just given them, but we give them the names on behalf of God. So, Barnaby, apparently, means son of consolation. And it's linked with the New Testament name of Barnabas. And the name Eliza is a name of Hebrew origin, meaning pledged to God. Those are beautiful names. Mine, slightly less so. Mine is Clive, which means cliff dweller. Which is not something I hope to take part in any time in the future. I think you can guess what beard means. So every one of us has got a name. Now, some of you may or may not know what your names mean. But every name has an original meaning. Now, in the Hebrew times, names were really important because it described an identity or a sense of purpose for that person. The same is true when it comes to the names of God in the Bible. The names are not just labels. They reveal aspects of his character, his nature, and his relationship with us. More importantly, though, they are not different gods, but they are just different aspects of the one and the same God. And each name that we will look at in the next few weeks provides us with a unique glimpse into who God is and how he continues to interact with us. So today it's harvest service, so we are looking at the name Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. And this is one aspect of his character. We are told that the Lord is constant, loving, and true, and will provide. Yet do we believe it? Do we live that way? Right, that's the first part of the talk done. So we've got a game now which involves marshmallows. So that was very unfair. I had provided marshmallows, but I had done so in such a way that it seemed at first that Noah got a really good deal out of it. But actually, it was a bit unfair on Noah. He did very well. That's all right, keep hold of it for now. And sometimes life can be a bit like that as well. We can look to other people to provide us things and we think we're getting a good deal, but sometimes it isn't always a good deal. So we come now to our Bible story. The story so far, Moses has taken his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. They'd been there as slaves of the Egyptians for around 400 years. The Egyptians were very powerful, but God was even more powerful and performed amazing miracles to set them free. Imagine how happy they were to be free and on their way to the promised land. But here's the thing. The journey through the desert wasn't easy. It was hot and there wasn't much food. Now, sometimes we can criticize the Israelites for complaining, but if I'd gone for 45 days without having very much food, I think I would grumble as well. And they started to feel very hungry, and they started to complain. And they said, "We wish we were back in Egypt. At least we had food to eat there." And God heard their grumbling. And what did God do? Did he go, "Naughty, don't complain"? Did he say, "You're very ungrateful"? No. He had a plan to help them. And in the evening, something amazing happened. God sent food from the sky. It was called manna. It was a type of bread. It was small white flakes on the ground. The ground was covered with it. So God had provided, but then the Israelites had to do some work to go and pick up those flakes. Every day they had to go and do it. So some of them thought, "Aha! We know what to do. We'll collect a bit more and then we won't have to do it every day." But that's not what God had commanded. That's not what God had promised. And when they did that, it all went rotten and horrible and smelly. God had given them a clear instruction to collect just what you need every day. He wanted them to trust and rely on him. But the miracle then got even stranger, because on a Friday, God said, "You can, on a Friday, collect enough for 2 days. But won't it go bad?" Well, no, that's the amazing part. On a Friday, the stuff that they collected for 2 days didn't go bad. God is amazing sometimes. He provides what we need. And this meant that the Israelites wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath, which was given to them by God as a special day of rest and worship. God wanted them to remember to rest and to remember to spend time with him, even in the desert, even in those hard times. And was this a one-off miracle? No. God provided these people, thousands of people, with food in this way for 40 years, every day, as they traveled over the desert. And interestingly, when they left the desert, this provision stopped. There were other ways then that they could get food and drink. So what do we learn from this story? First, we learn that God cares for us and he hears us when we need things, even when we grumble. God provides for our needs, even in challenging times, though we may still need to work at receiving his provision. Sometimes it may be that we are the way that God provides for other people. And that's what we celebrate at Harvest, is our ability when we have more than we need to give to those who have less than they need. And we do it at Harvest, but we don't just do it at Harvest. We do it year round. There's really good work that we collect for the food bank every week. Melvin and Sandra take the food up to the food bank every week. But we celebrate it at Harvest, like we celebrate at baptism God's love. So we celebrate God's provision for us and then what we can give to other people. And we also remember that Sabbath is a special day and to be close to God. And God wants us to find times to rest, times to be close to Him and times to worship Him. So in that short passage, talking about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides, an amazing story. Just like God provided for the Israelites, God takes care of us too now. He gives us food to eat. He gives us a place to live. And He gives us people who love us. And we need to thank God for that provision. And when we trust Him and follow His ways, we can experience His love and His care every day. So the next time we're feeling down or facing a really tough situation, maybe remember this story of manna in the wilderness. God is always with you. God is ready to provide in His special way. Trust Him and He will take care of you. Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, is not just an old story in the pages of the Bible. His provision is just as true for us today in our lives. Just as He provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness, He provides for us today in ways both seen and unseen. Amen.